for WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The mayor of the eastern Texas town of Hawkins is demanding the resignation of two city council members after one member's son gained unauthorized access to the city's computer system, sparking fears of a data breach. CBS 19 reports that Shahab Tafreshinejad, son of Alderwoman Alita Taylor, installed remote access and network mapping programs at City Hall just before Mayor Debbie Rushing's inauguration, with Mayor Pro Tem Charles Richaws facilitating entry. Apple has updated its spyware alert system to notify users who may have been individually targeted by mercenary attacks, particularly pointing out tools like NSO Group's Pegasus that are used by state actors to pull off individually targeted attacks of exceptional cost and complexity. The Hacker News reports that these individually targeted attacks, often against journalists and activists, have been highlighted for their complexity and global impact. Five municipalities in western France are suffering after a severe cyber attack on shared servers disrupted services for a combined population of approximately 100,000 people. Staff are unable to access documents or perform work functions across Saint-Nazaire, Montfort-de-Bretagne, Dong, La Chapelle-de-Marais, and Pomichet. Recovery efforts may extend over several months, according to the record, with crisis meetings held twice daily in support from France's cybersecurity agency, ANSSI. Change Healthcare is reportedly facing a second ransomware attack, this time by the Ransom Hub gang, which is threatening to auction off 4 terabytes of stolen sensitive data in 12 days unless an extortion payment is made. According to Dark Reading, the attack, which follows a recent cyber incident, puts the company in a challenging position regarding ransom payment, given that the compromised data includes data about U.S. military personnel and patients. Now to Oklahoma, where East Central University has reported it was hit by a cyber attack targeting campus computers, potentially compromising the personal data of students and faculty. While there's no confirmation of data theft and a cyber criminal group was unsuccessful in attacking critical ECU servers, the attackers did manage to hit a range of campus computers that may have contained names and social security numbers. The Oklahoman reports that investigations are ongoing, with a third-party cybersecurity response team brought in and both working to contain and recover from the attack. And finally, NIST has allocated nearly $3.6 million in grants to education and community organizations aimed at addressing the shortage of skilled cybersecurity professionals, with individual grants of around $200,000 each expected to go to 18 education and community organizations in 15 states. The initiative seeks to bolster the nation's cybersecurity workforce amidst growing demand and a widening skills gap. A recent analysis by CyberSeek found there were nearly 450,000 cybersecurity job openings in the U.S. between January 2023 and January 2024, and that just 82 workers were available to fill every 100 cybersecurity job openings in the U.S. during this time. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.